IVM.
Folks, welcome to Paisa Paisa. I'm your host Anubhav Gupta, P50 on Twitter. And on today's show, I have with me Vivek Veda, co-founder and CFO at CreditBee. CreditBee, K-R-E-D-I-T-B-E-E. And we are going to be talking about personal loans. Yes, it's a very important financial product. I love it when you talk about loans because loans are really, you know, very critical to our lives in terms of liquidity and in terms of whenever we need money and we don't have access to it. So we're going to talk about this concept of a personal loan and how it is useful for you and the, you know, the actual meat steps to build a credit score. How do you choose a good personal loan provider? Okay, let's get this started. Vivek, welcome to Paisa Paisa. Thank you so much for doing this for our listeners. Let's start with a brief introduction to yourself and to CreditBee.
Hi, Anupam. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for inviting me on the show. So quickly about myself, my name is Vivek Veda. I'm a chartered accountant by profession. And, before starting CreditBee, I was a banker, worked with several banks, including HSBC, Societe Generale. And there I decided that, you know, there is a good amount of unserved markets, which is not served by large banks or NBFCs and a good potential where if we can make our mark. With that intention and aspiration, we started this journey in 2016. And today we are one of the largest digital lenders in the country. So that's a brief about myself,
Yeah, very interesting, Vivek. So you've had, you've worked in the banking industry long enough, you know exactly where the gaps are. So let's get into exactly that. First, I want you to tell our listeners about the concept of a personal loan. Okay, now I know it sounds very obvious. Personal loan means it's basically, I guess, an unsecured loan or whatever it is. So out of all the various categories of loans that are out there, like you have a home loan, okay, which is you take to buy a house, or the other way, a loan against property, which means that you're putting your house as collateral for a loan, or say loan against security. Sort of all these loans that are out there in the market, what exactly are personal loans? And tell us about that.
Sure. So generally, personal loans are unsecured loans, which help individuals to meet their current financial needs. So in short, one does not have to pledge security or give any collaterals, and the flexibility to use the funds as per the own need is one of the key characteristics of the personal loans. Just to give you an example, think of a situation, a property broker or a marriage broker, right? They will get their commissions when, the deal will happen, and deal will surely happen. But they require money on day one to clear their bills. Now, there, these kind of personal loans come very handy, where you can borrow the money at a very easy term and then repay it when your cash flows allow it. So that is the one of the key characteristics, the easiness and the fast pace at which you can borrow this money, right? If you compare to other loans, what you have mentioned, like loan against property, loan against security, these are the loans where you can borrow a large sum, but again, they are backed by the collaterals. What does that mean is, it might come at a much cheaper rate as compared to the personal loans, but again, you need to have a good amount of security to borrow that loan. You need to give a good amount of documentation to enter into this kind of an agreement. And generally, these are much longer term loans as compared to the personal loans, which can help you to solve your immediate needs.
Interesting. So when you say personal loan, I'm just trying to understand how would this be different from, say, credit cards. Let's say that if someone has a credit card, that's also kind of a personal loan in a certain sense. Could you just help our listeners understand the difference between personal loan and, a credit card?
Sure. So, see, if you look at credit card, generally credit card has a limitation of where all you can use it. For example, if I have to pay my rent, right, in a particular month, or if I have to do some extra expenditure, it might be possible that, credit card is option is not available at that stage. Second thing, if you look at the credit card penetration in India, it's just like around 2.5% or 3% per se. So what does that mean is that still credit card industry is at a very nascent stage where large mass of public cannot avail the money from credit cards. Whereas personal loan is a business which is going on for ages, available to everyone. The nature of loans, personal loan changes. So for example, earlier there were a lot of old school people who used to give personal loans at a very high rate of interest. you can say more of an unorganized sector, right? Then NBFCs came into picture, where NBFCs started giving loans or personal loans. Then banks were always there to give personal loans, but again, the size was much larger. Now the new age fintech companies have come in where they can easily solve a problem where even if a person is looking for a small amount of 3,000 rupees, you know, per se, they can take a personal loan and make that feature. So the easiness of getting a personal loan as compared to a credit card where you know the penetration is very less, that differentiates the two products.
Very interesting. Vivek, I want to tell us why these personal loans are important, okay, and how they actually make a difference in our lives. It's really interesting that you mentioned how, you know, in the old days before lending was not as formalized or as organized as it is today, you had the informal sector, you had unorganized people, and even that even flourishes today also. And the interest rates are seriously high out there, could be as high as 2% a month. So just to put this in perspective for our listeners, why are personal loans important? I mean, how do they make a difference in our lives?
See, Anupam, you know, India is an aspirational market, right? Where the demographic dividend is such that people know they will be earning, say, next 2 to 3 months, and they want to spend the money right away. They want to buy their phones. They want to have all the good things. They want to spend money on the vacations. Now, in all this kind of a situation, you know, personal loans really come very handy. So suppose I want to go for an vacation, right? And I know that I can repay the EMIs in the next 3 months. Why not I should take a personal loan and repay the money and enjoy the vacation? Rather than saving the money for next 3-4 months and then spending it on the vacation, right? Second thing where personal loans come very handy is, say, unexpected emergency needs also. A medical emergency, borrow money and pay the bills, right? Or if you could do some large depending, say, a vacation expense, right? Personal loans is very, very handy. Why it has picked up recent or, you know, picking up at a very fast pace, the aspiration level of a person. India is a very, very favorable demographic country in terms of a lot of young guys, aspirational guys, who want to spend money, who want to have all the facilities right away, don't mind paying up over a period of time. So I think, that gives a lot of boost to this kind of an industry, and personal loans more or less has become part of everyone's life.
Okay, great. So last question on this first topic, I wanted to tell our listeners, there are various places from where you can get personal loans. One you just said was the unorganized sector, which I hope that you possibly want to avoid that because who knows, interest rates are high. But on the organized side, there are lots of people now who give personal loans. Okay, three that come on top of my mind are banks, NBFCs and fintech players. Of course, fintech players sometimes also have NBFCs at the back end also. So just tell us, where all can you get personal loans and how are each of these different in their own way?
Sure, Anupam. So, as rightly said, three of the large players who can give personal loans, one are the traditional bank, right? One of the oldest, largest kind of formal lenders. However, the major issue with banks, somewhere they are old school thought, right? They will acquire customers traditionally. What does that mean? To personally interact by going to a bank, you have to spend time to get or do a lot of documentation to get loans from the banks. But there is a very less digitalization. So what does in turn means is that if you're looking for a personal loan from banks, necessarily need to be a good amount. When I say good amount, means say upward of 2 lakh rupees or so. And then somewhere banks also look for existing relationship with the clients before giving any personal loan. So in short, a very handy way to take loans from bank, but looking for a larger amount or a larger tenure personal loans and have a existing relationship with the bank, this channel is the most cost-effective channel. Second channel which comes for a personal loan is the large NBFCs. So NBFCs are nothing but non-banking financial companies which are regulated by Reserve Bank of India and are authorized to give loans to the end borrowers. Now, it is again a very formal channel of taking loans. The only thing is that the NBFCs, they generally specialize in a very particular kind of financing. Think of a Bajaj Finance, right? If you are looking for a large consumer durable loan, Bajaj Finance is an option. If you are looking for some other kind of a gold loan and all those, so it will come as a collateral, but you can take a personal loan by giving some securities at large gold loan company. So again, the only limitations with large NBFCs is they also work more or less in a banking way, where you have to spend a good amount of time. It might take even a few days to get a loan. And then, they might ask for some collaterals. And since their cost of acquiring the customer is high, they generally look for a larger ticket kind of a personal loan. The fastest way of taking a personal loan is the new age fintech, which has come into the let me give you an idea how it works. The overall idea is very simple. You know, the borrower has to approach a new age fintech company for the loans. Now, these companies cannot give loans on their own, so definitely they have NBFCs in the backing. But the way the borrower interacts with the lenders completely changes when they try to avail loan from these new age fintechs. So what does that mean is there will be very less documentation. It will be complete digital process. You can avail loans by sitting in your home. So the easiness or the interface, the way you avail personal loans from these fintechs changes a lot as compared to the traditional way when you go to a bank or large NBFC.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So, folks, we're going to take a small break out here. On the other side of the break, we're going to come back and tell you what CreditBee is all about and how this make the personal loan, you know, the concept of personal loan easier for you. And of course, we're going to give you a lot of tips. If you guys are out there waiting to take a personal loan, we're going to give you a lot of tips on how to build a good credit score and how to look for a good personal loan personal loan provider. Okay, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the CreditBee special with Vivek Veda, co-founder and CFO at CreditBee. And welcome back to the CreditBee special. I have with me Vivek Veda, co-founder and CFO at CreditBee. In the first half of this episode, we were talking about personal loans, how they work, what they are, how they're useful, the different places from where you can get them. And now we're going to talk about how CreditBee offers them. So, Vivek, welcome back. Tell us about how CreditBee is different, right? Because as you had said, there are a lot of fintech players that offer personal loans via an app, online, very, very smoothly. So could you tell us how CreditBee is different from all of them?
Sure, Anupam. First, let me take two steps back and explain what exactly CreditBee is, right? So quickly, you know, we started this journey somewhere in 2016. To start with, we entered into the student lending space because somewhere we wanted to test our waters and see how this overall unsecured app-based lending will shape up. Once we got a good amount of success and a very good customer base, we entered into the personal loan segment. Now where we stand today, just to give you some idea, we are the largest digital lenders. We started this journey in 2016 with around 6-7 people. Now we are a strong team of 1,000 plus people. On a monthly basis, we are disbursing somewhere around 800 crores plus the kind of a number spread across, say, millions of customers. So this is one of the very differentiating factor for, as compared to when we see many other fintech players, where they are still at a very nascent stage. The good part for CreditBee is that we have our own NBFC. So we provide end-to-end complete solution. Where we have our own NBFC, which is a systematic important NBFC. So what does that mean is, rather than becoming an account aggregator or just a platform to acquire customer, we can underwrite it, the customer on our own books, and we can give a loan to a customer from our own books. Now, this is one of the main differentiating factors where they just act as a platform to acquire the customer and give it to other large NBFCs, as compared to CreditBee, where we can underwrite or give loans from our own book. That is one of the very differentiating factors. Second thing is, in last four and a half years, we have been able to create a very a good relationship with large banks and NBFCs, where we are able to borrow the money at a very cheaper rate from these banks and NBFCs and able to pass it on to the end customer at a very competitive rate. Now, Anupam, just to give you an idea, you know, if somebody has to compare where bank stands, large NBFC stands, or, fintech stands, the banks can give you loans anywhere between 16%, between 10 to 15% kind of rate of interest. Large NBFCs anywhere between 14 to 20%. Whereas fintech, the lending rates can be a bit higher, starting from, say, 17-18% to as high as 25-26%. But the good part is with the fintechs or new age companies, you can really borrow money fast with a click of a button sitting at home rather than visiting a branch and going with a you know, a good amount of documentation or spending a good amount of time. That is something which differentiates all these 3 seconds or 3 years who give personal.
Sure. Very interesting. So, Vivek, now let's get to some practical ideas. Okay. I don't know now how many listeners are actually out there who take personal loans, but irrespective of that, credit score is actually a very important thing for all of us. Okay, so even if you're applying for a credit card, you need a credit score. You go for a car loan, home loan, any kind of loan, I think pretty much you will need a good credit score. Could you give our listeners some solid tips, solid ideas, maybe make a checklist of sorts that this is the way that you should actually build a strong credit score?
Sure, Anupam. So, these days it's very easy to avail personal loans. There are a lot of avenues to avail personal loan. But one thing person has to keep in mind that it's a borrowed money and there is an obligation to pay. If you don't pay it on time, your credit score might be impacted, which can impact your further loan taking capability. So just, you know, couple of points which a borrower should always keep in mind while they are taking a personal loan. One, that or they want to improve their credit score is that always pay your bill on time. That is one of the simplest mantra for this. Pay your bills on time. Second thing, as there are a lot of avenues available to borrow, please make sure that the credit is availed prudently and don't end up into a debt trap. What does that mean is don't look for that, okay, there are so many avenues available, borrow as much as possible. As mentioned, you have to pay it back, otherwise your credit score will be impacted. So be very judicial in what you are borrowing and why you are borrowing. Third, maintain a very healthy credit mix of, say, secured loans, unsecured loans, right? Certain states, one will be looking for a housing loan, which is a very long-term loan. But if any delay in that, your credit score will be impacted. At the same time, if you have a housing loan, when you are borrowing a personal loan, make sure that your monthly cash flows can pay the EMIs of both the loans. So in short, you have to be very prudent while you are availing any loan and make sure the payment is on time to get into a good credit. One of the important factor what I want to highlight here is that, you know, you have to borrow to make your credit score reach a certain level. So it's not like, it's a wrong thing to borrow. Borrow and pay on time so that your credit score is increasing. Just to give you an idea, as a credit B, we have evaluated or we have upgraded 1 million+ customers who came to us with a 0 or -1 credit score. What does that mean is they have never borrowed. And right now they have paid on time. They have a credit score where they can easily approach banks and borrow money from them. This all has come in because they have paid credit B on time, and every time they take loan and pay us, we upgrade their bureau score. And now their bureau score is such that they can take large loans from banks or larger NBFCs.
Great. I want to talk about this last point a bit, Vivek. Let's just break this down. Okay, you said that it helps for us, if we take more loans and also, importantly, repay them on time. So are you saying that, let's say that there is someone who takes one loan in 1 year, and let's say there's someone who takes 3 loans in 1 year, and the guy who's taking 3 loans in a year also pays it off on time, and the guy taking 1 loan a year also pays it off on time. So are the chances higher of the guy with 3 loans having a better credit score than the guy with 1 loan?
Definitely. The chances, because see how credit bureau works. They look at how many underwriters have underwritten this person. So if you have taken loans from, say, Bajaj Finance, Credit B, or say HDFC, a home loan, a consumer durable loan, and a personal loan, you are paying it in time. That means that you are a very disciplined customer which has been underwritten by 3 players and who is always paying on time. So definitely you have a higher credit score in case a 4th guy needs to underwrite.
Very interesting. Again, a related question here. How important is paying early? You know, like if I have a credit card, then in an entire year, I will get 12 credit card statements. So does it matter when I pay them? Let's assume, of course, that I'm paying the entire bill before the due date. But does it make a difference to my credit score if I pay the entire credit card bill 5 days before or 10 days before or say on the date of the bill, the credit card bill itself? Does that make any difference?
No, so definitely there are some brownie points when you are paying your bills much earlier than the due date. So there are a few brownie points, especially in the credit card industry. But think of another way, right? I give personal loans and I generally underwrite people at a very young age. Now, if you have taken a loan from me and you are paying it much earlier than your due date, and then you are again applying for a loan, then that gives me some kind of a fear whether you were actually looking for a loan or you just want to increase your credit score, or you just want to increase your credit limit and then at certain point want to default, right? So it has a positive and negative thing also, where it might give you some brownie points. The underwriter might also look at it in a way that whether are you actually looking for a loan. End of the day, loans are generally it includes a cost, so they are taken when you need it, right? And then if you are taking a loan, the chances are that you want to pay it on the time only rather than paying it early then applying for a loan.
Interesting. Let's look at the other side, bad behavior, stuff that really messes up our credit score. So one of the things that I keep on hearing is people who take loans to pay off loans. Does that also get captured in the system?
See, generally, yes, because what happens is your credit score or your credit report gives a complete idea to the underwriter or banks or large NBFCs or NBFCs that how this person has behaved over a period of time, from how many people he has availed the loan. Now, when I look at a credit report of a person, I definitely look at it that whether he's trying to avail new loans to pay the past limits, right? And there is a limitation on which a borrower can or a lender can underwrite a person in terms of that if he has availed a lot of loans from many of the different players in the market, generally the lender will be very risk averse and won't give it to those guys. So somewhere it gets captured on how much debt a person is into. That's why I said in the starting that be very judicious in terms of how many loans you are availing. Second, look at the regulations itself that you cannot pay your loans by using credit cards. So somewhere, the intention is that don't pay your loans by borrowing other loans, right? So that's the whole idea. But still, that options are available and people try to do it. See, end of the day, it's a debt trap. If you are not clear that your cash flows can serve the debt what you have taken, somewhere in the end, you will end up into a debt trap and you will end up messing your credit. So my sincere advice to the listeners is don't enter into a debt trap where you try to avail one loan, pay off other loan. Take loans which can be serviced by your cash flows or your income.
Always. Last question, Vivek. Just if you can help our listeners to choose a good personal loan provider, what would that list be? What are the few things that they should look out for when they're searching for a good place from where they can take a personal loan? Just some tips and some ideas.
Sure. What are the key factors when you look for a personal loan, right? The most important factor is the processing time and the application process, right? How much time it takes to process the application. The second most important thing which comes into the mind is rate of interest. What is the rate of interest that they are charging? What is the processing fee they are charging? Another thing what one has to look at is what are the additional fees and charges in terms of penalties, late payments, prepayment charges and stuff. I think these are the... So if I have to bucket it in, one, the convenience of taking the loans at a very fast pace from a fintech player, but definitely it might involve some higher charges as compared to traditional loans.
Fantastic, Vivek. Thank you so much for that. So, Vivek, as we wind up, just how do our listeners reach out to you?
Yeah, you can mail me at vivek@crazyb.com. I think that is the best way to reach me.
And you can have a website. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, and then you can reach us on our website, which is crazyb.co.in.
Great, guys. So there you have it. If you have any questions on personal loans, feel free to reach out to Vivek. That is a wrap on this really special episode, the Credit B Special. We're talking about personal loans with Vivek Veda, co-founder and CFO at Credit B. Vivek, thank you so much for doing this for our listeners.
Thank you. Thanks, Anupam. Thanks.
And listeners, if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IBM network. You can listen to us on the IBM Podcast app or ibmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are IBM Podcast on Twitter, and if you want to reach out to me, I'm your host, Anupam Gupta, B50 on Twitter, and thank you so much for listening to Paisa Paisa.
No material on the show should be considered as financial advice. The material on the show is for informational purposes only. Please consult a financial advisor before taking any investment decision.